Coraline Westcott was a fiercely independent woman who loved gardening, baking, and line dancing. She could be spontaneous, but also grounded in her community and active in the VFW and American Legion. And every year, she went to the Champlain Valley Fair. Coraline is also one of the 54 people in Vermont to die after contracting COVID-19. She lived at Birchwood Terrace, a nursing home in Burlington that experienced an outbreak of the virus. VPR's Liam Elder Connors talked with Coraline's daughter to learn more about her life.
Robin Westcott stands in Battery Park in Burlington. She's looking at Beansies, a retrofitted yellow school bus where hot dogs and hamburgers are under $3 and French fries come by the quart. Robin says her mom started bringing her here when she was a baby.
So, yeah, we would come here and pull up and sit and have dinner. And
Robin and her mother, Coraline Westcott, became regulars.
Michigan, she did a Michigan now and then. She liked her fries and creamies. It was all about the creamy. Can I get a creamy after?
Coraline died April 21st after contracting the coronavirus at Birchwood Terrace in Burlington. She was 91. I first met Robin in early April while I was reporting on the outbreak at Birchwood. At the time, Robin hadn't seen her mom in person in a month. Birchwood, like all long-term care facilities, had stopped allowing visitors when the pandemic struck. Coraline had dementia, and Robin was worried her mom would die of COVID-19.
What else did I bring? I just brought some old family photos.
Robin rummages different through things. Two bags bursting with photos and memories. She pulls out the soundtrack to Pretty Woman, her mom's favorite movie, a photo of her mother as a young girl, and then she unfolds a large green sweatshirt.
I didn't even know there were straight sweatshirts.
Emblazoned on it are the words, "All I want for Christmas is George Strait." Coraline, as it turns out, was a massive fan of the country singer.
I took her to a George Strait concert, and she was ecstatic, and then she calls me up at work and she goes, "Robin," she says, "WOKO is giving away tickets to George Strait. Can we go again? Will you try and call in and win the tickets?" And it's like, okay. I mean, she loved George Strait. Loved him.
Coraline was born in Burlington and raised in Essex. For most of her life, she stayed around those towns. She loved gardening, line dancing, and cooking, especially baking pies.
For like holidays, everybody would get their favorite pie.
Robin says her mother had five other children, though she wasn't in close contact with them. Coraline's third husband, Robin's adopted father, died 28 years ago. That's when Robin moved into an apartment above her mom's house. Coraline would go out dancing with Robin and her friends. Sometimes they'd go hunting for deals at garage sales. The pair bought a camper, and for 8 years were seasonals at a campground in Georgia, Vermont. And they'd take spontaneous road trips, like the time they drove to St. Johnsbury and Reading in one day and came back with a dog and a cat.
I mean, my mother was my best friend.
About 10 years ago, Robin became her mom's full-time caregiver as Coraline developed dementia. In 2017, Coraline moved to Birchwood Terrace. Robin says she'd visit and take her mom on trips, even mundane chores like going to the bank.
And if I would tell her that I was coming to pick her up on Thursday, she'd be dressed and in that lobby at 8 a.m. waiting for me to show up. You know, I could tell her 1 o'clock, but that didn't mean anything. I was coming to pick her up.
But as Coraline's dementia grew worse, she couldn't leave Birchwood. And then when the COVID-19 pandemic hit, Birchwood stopped allowing visitors. Then, a few weeks ago, Robin got a call from the nursing home. Her mom had developed COVID-19 symptoms. Robin rushed over to Birchwood, where she was outfitted in the full range of personal protective gear and allowed in. She visited 4 times over the course of her mother's last days. During one visit, she pulled out her phone and FaceTimed Coraline's grandkids so they could say goodbye. Robin says it was after that visit that the nursing home called and said her mom's condition had gotten worse.
So I basically got right out of here and headed over and talked to her and basically held her hand, stroked her head and her hair.
Robin says she laid down in the bed and played her mom's favorite songs, starting with Pretty Woman, then some George Strait, and finally, during I Will Always Love You by Whitney Houston, Coraline died. Robin says her family is planning a celebration of life for Coraline once gatherings are allowed. She says they're going to get a country band for the event, and they'll have to play Coraline's favorite song, Pretty Woman. For VPR News, I'm Liam Elder Connors.